this is Coach Craig Teagle, head coach at Huntington North Boys Viking Basketball, and you're listening to The Craig Teagle Show.
These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. These are my people.
All right, welcome to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings varsity basketball team, Craig Teagle. Coach, welcome back.
Yes, been a while since we talked, Gary.
Yeah, been a couple weeks. We kind of took the holidays off, so hopefully you and your family had a very nice one.
Yeah, it's always nice. We got our kids came up and got to spend Christmas, so we got to see them for a little bit, so that was nice.
Well, yeah, our grandkids, the night, I have grandkids now, so I only have two left at home. So when the grandkids come, the nice thing about that is you can send them home.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Coach, it's been a couple of weeks. I know that while most of us slow down, like myself, over the holiday season, Huntington North basketball doesn't necessarily slow down at all. So why don't you, if you got, just go ahead and maybe catch us up over the last few weeks of what's happened with Huntington North basketball.
Okay, well, 2 weeks ago on basically a Friday night, it was December 20th, we played Leo in our first conference game and at their place and got beat 43-26. Leo's really got a nice basketball team, and we were led that night by Devin Newcomb with 14. We had a couple chances in early in the fourth quarter. It was an 8-point game, and we just couldn't get it done. And so they finished it out and shot some free throws. But again, a good outstanding team. And that led us to the next week where we actually had our tournament. Over the holidays, and so we played Jay County in the first game, which was where I coached for 17 years before I came to Huntington. So kind of a big game. Both teams are known for their defense, and neither team played a lot of defense. The score was 63-50 up. So we felt like that was a good win for us, but we don't want to give up 50 points.
Let me ask you this: is there a little extra incentive maybe when you do go up against a team you coach for 17 years?
Well, I'd like to say no, but yes, there was. I know. So several of those kids that are playing now, I coach their brothers. And they're young. They were mainly sophomores and some freshmen even playing LaVarsity. So they're going to be really good here in the future. But, I didn't lie to our kids. I'm like, we're playing Jay County. I was there 17 years. This is a big game. We got to find a way to win this. And we did. And, I think Jordan Hollow had 18 that game, and Zach Hubbard had 17, and Devin Newcomb had 12, which when you get three guys in double figures, I think it makes you hard to guard. And we went to the free throw line 18 times, which was good for us, and able to finish that game out. So that was a good win, first game of the tournament for us.
When you do have that little, incentive when you are coaching against the team you used to coach, does that feed through to your players? Do you emphasize that a little bit, or is that just something they pick up on?
I'm assuming they probably pick up on it. When I was at Jay County, Blackford and Delta were our two rivals. Well, I'm a Blackford graduate, and I never talked much about it. But our kids didn't want to get beat by Blackford because they knew that I graduated there and stuff. And I think in the 17 years I was there, we played them 20 sometimes because we played them twice a year sometimes. And then we played them in the sectional a year or two. So we only lost one time to Blackford the whole time I was there. And I know that was a big game for those kids. They understood that I graduated from there and, you know, we want to make sure we got that game every year.
All right, so you win the first game of your own tournament here at Huntington North. You make it to the championship game?
Well, it's actually, so we had six teams, so we played in a pool. So in our pool was Jake Downey, us, and Leo, who, you know, we just played the Friday before. So we played Leo then that evening and actually got beat 52-49, but we led 49-37 with 5 minutes and 37 seconds left. So we were up by 12 and never scored again. And, you know, I had eight turnovers in our last 10 possessions and just couldn't hang on to the win. And we played pretty well for 27 minutes, but it takes 32.
You know, I guess my main question is, you know, it's your tournament. Why aren't you getting the bye?
Well, since there were six teams, both teams were pools of three. So, you know, and I was glad that we got another chance at Leo because I felt like there's some things we didn't do very well at their place. And we did do better the second time. And, you know, we just couldn't take care of the ball late and just weren't aggressive enough trying to attack the basket and attack the rim. And they made us get sloppy. But a lot of that's a credit to them. You know, they've only lost, I think, three times on the year, and they played a really good schedule. So it was a good game for us, really, until those last 5 minutes. But Zach Hubbard led us that game with 18, and Jordan Hollowell had 14 that game. So didn't get that third person in double figures. We would have got a win.
How do you use that as a teaching moment for your team going forward?
Well, you know, we've been using those teaching moments a lot because our whole problem this year has been turnovers. You know, we're pretty good in the half court defensively. Our half court offense is pretty good, but, you know, so often we're in transition because we're turning the ball over up top near the 10-second line or above the top of the key, and it's hard to defend transition. It's usually 2-on-1, 3-on-2, and so we show the kids a lot of video, stop, and talk about positioning, where you should be in relationship to the ball and what spots you should be cutting to or trying to get open. And then a lot with our ball handlers about being, you know, showing ball toughness, being poised, facing up, being strong with the basketball. But we still have a tendency to, you know, lose our poise and play on our heels instead of our toes. And, you know, when the other team feels that team lose confidence in what they're doing, you know, they're certainly going to attack you harder and try to rock you back. And that's what they've been doing to us this year.
Is that just losing your poise? Is that just a matter of having a young team?
Well, you know, yes and no. You know, we still have Devin played, started for us last year on the varsity, and then Jordan played a lot of varsity basketball last year too. And, you know, they're just as guilty of the young kids as turning the ball over and not playing with poise. So, you know, we just got to do a better job. We got to play with more ball toughness and more confidence. And everyone now, you know, everyone's game plan is to press us or trap us because that's what we struggled with. You know, if we were playing half court games right now, we'd be above 500, but everyone finds out what you don't do well when they scout you. And then, that's what they're going to hit you with. So, you know, we spend a tremendous amount of practice time working on pressure and trapping and putting extra people in the floor to get used to it. But it still has not translated to game night for us.
All right. So I guess so you finished the tournament off 1-1 or do you have another game in there?
We have another one. So in our pool, then we finished second. So we played the team that would finish second in the other pool, and that have to be New Haven, who will also be a conference opponent later in the year. So we played New Haven the next day at noon. You know, we were down 28-23 at halftime. had not played very well, and I really expect us to come out in the second half and play better, and that wasn't the case. They ran the score up. They got up, I think, 18 at one point in the third, and then we did battle back a little bit better in the fourth. You know, we had a chance to make it single digits a couple times, but end up with New Haven winning 51-38. And in that game, we did not get anybody in double figures, but Sam Thompson had nine and Dom Cardle had nine. And I thought Sam Thompson had a real good floor game for us. He hit three threes, but he got in foul trouble, which hurt us a little bit because he was playing extremely well that game. So, you know, we end up 1-2 in our tournament. We end up in fourth place out of the six teams. And Leo actually played Warren Central for the championship. And Warren Central's got an outstanding team, and Leo gave them everything they could handle. And Warren Central eventually won that game 49-42. And then Merrillville and Jay County played in the fifth place game, and Merrillville beat Jay County to get fifth place in the tournament.
Yeah, Warren Central's a really good team, right?
They're outstanding. I believe they're undefeated, have a top five schedule in the state of Indiana. And you know, it was nice to have them in the tournament. We saw some really, really good basketball from them. And Merrillville's got a nice team. Leo's got a really good team. And New Haven's going to be really good, probably one of the best teams in our conference, too, along with Leo. So good competition. And Jay County's a young team that's just going to get better.
You know, I'm more of a football guy. But I have watched enough college basketball in my days to remember Dick Vitale. And I guess my question to you is, why aren't you doing the cupcakes, baby, in your tournament?
Yeah, the you know, it's we've been pretty strong in the past 4 years, and the tournament was a pretty strong field, and we thought that helped us down the road. We're not quite as good as we have been, but, you know, you still got good competition once you come play in it. So, you know, it's makes it tougher when you're not quite as talented or skilled as you have been. But, you know, we hope that that's going to help us down the road. We got some really difficult opponents coming up, and we hope it makes us better.
You didn't know I had the impression portfolio, did you?
No, I didn't, but that's good.
All right, any was that your last game that you've played, or do we need to cover another one?
Actually, we have one more on Friday night of this weekend. We played Wabash, and Wabash beat us 45-37. That makes them 6-2 on the year. They have a really good team. They were 21-5 last year, and basically only lost one player from that team. And they got really good guards that can handle it and shoot it. And then they have a 6'8 kid in the middle that's a really good player, really skilled player. Now, in saying that, I thought we did a great job on him. He was averaging about 17 points, 11 rebounds a game, and we held him to 6 points and four rebounds. Their third leading scorer averaged about 12 points a game. We held him to four. Their leading scorer was at about 17 a game, and he got 21 on us. But again, same thing. We turned the ball over 20 times. You know, if we turn it over 10, you got a chance to win. If you turn it over 20, you don't. So they end up pulling away from us and winning by eight.
All right, Coach, when we come back, we'll get your since we took a couple weeks off, we'll let you name like a player of the last couple weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about your upcoming or two upcoming games this week. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're listening to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show here on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or worksite and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. Are my people.
All right, welcome back to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the person you want to hear from, Coach Craig Teagle, head coach of the Huntington North boys varsity basketball team. All right, Coach, we kind of wrapped up the holiday season games with you. Do you have a player that stood out over the last couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, especially our first two games of our tournament, I thought Zach Hubbard was outstanding. He had 17 against Jay County and had four or five steals and really got out of transition, got us going that game to jump out to a nice lead. And that really helped us. And then the very next game, 4 hours later against Leo, he did the same thing. He had 18 points. He had 12 in the first quarter and really got us off to a good start and got us a lead in that first quarter. In fact, a lead we held through three quarters. So Zach Hubbard would definitely be my player over the holidays.
All right, congratulations to Zach, but no rest for the weary. You're back at it again on Wednesday. You host Fort Wayne North. What can Huntington North Viking fans expect to see from from Fort Wayne North?
We're going to see a young athletic team that's going to press us the whole game. They will either give us a full court 2-2-1 press or a 1-2-2. Full court, three-quarter court press, and then we'll see some half-court 1-2-2 trap, and then we will see some 2-3 zone, maybe some 3-2 zone, and then some man-to-man, and they really get into the ball. They guard it hard, and they get out in passing lanes, and they just use their athleticism to try to speed you up and try to get you to turn it over, and then that's their best offense is getting down the court quickly, getting in transition, so... it's going to be a huge test for us because their strength is our weakness. You know, their strength is their pressure basketball, and our weakness has been taking care of the ball. So if we do a good job, we'll have a chance to get some layups. If we don't, then we'll be giving up layups the other way.
All right, and then you have your second conference game on Friday as East Noble comes to Huntington. What can people expect to see from East Noble?
Well, you know, East Noble started off a little slow because they had the football success. And, so the football players are just now getting their basketball legs under them. We got to go see them play last night, play Concord. And they end up winning by about 20 last night. I think they've won their last two. So they're starting to play much better. And the Jones kid for them is, you know, he has to be one of the top two or three guards in our conference. He's athletic, quick, and shoot the three, and runs the show for them. And when we were there last night, he broke the school assist record So, you know, he's a kid that shares the ball, but he's always been a kid even since he was a freshman. He locks on to the other team's best offensive player, and he really makes it difficult on them to get open. And they have a Dixon kid that shoots the three really well and is a good player for him. Ernstberger inside is about 6'4", long and athletic. And they have a nice team. They were really successful last year, lost some pieces, but they're starting to put it back together this year.
All right, and you said this is your second conference game, so do these games take on a little more importance than maybe the Northrop game would or the Fort Wayne North game would?
Yeah, you know, yes and no. I mean, we try to paint the picture that every game's a big game. You know, what's the biggest game on your schedule is the one you're getting ready to play. So we won't look ahead at all. We're going to look right at our Wednesday game and do our best to prepare our kids to try to find a way to win that Wednesday night game. And, you know, if you once you get it out of the way that night, you know, they'll get to go home and maybe forget about stuff. But, you know, we'll have our scouting report and everything prepared for East Noble, but we won't talk to them about it till Thursday morning. And then we'll do our best on one day preparation to get ready to play a conference team that, you know, they've had our number the last couple of years, and we had good teams, but they beat us the past 2 years, and you know, it'd be nice to find a way to get them at our place.
All right, now before we let you go, I have a question for you because I watched a movie over the holidays. I'm not going to say what movie it is, but I have a question for you from the movie, and this will probably give it away to a lot of people. But have you ever got into the huddle and said, let's run the picket fence?
No, I have not. But I actually worked at a school that I replaced the basketball coach. It was my first head coaching job. And after the first week of school was about done on Friday, one of my kids says to me, hey, Mr. Teagle, aren't we going to watch Hoosiers today? I said, you know, it's August, and I said, why would we watch Hoosiers? He said, well, the coach from the last year, every Friday in his health class, they watched Hoosiers. So, obviously, you know, big deal with Hoosier basketball and the hysteria, but maybe not the greatest teaching moment.
Anything else you want to add, Coach?
No, I hope you had good holidays. I hope everyone out there listening did too. You know, let's start off. Have a great new year.
Well, good luck, Coach. Hopefully we talk about a couple wins next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Gary.
All right, you're listening to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show right here on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.